You know, for a long time, I have tried every now and then to resist what Ann Coulter told me was the way to think, and I have found over time that resistance is futile. So she wrote a book about it and is a hot new bestseller, like all her books. And Ann Coulter is with us on the Tennessee Star Report. Ann, good to have you back with us.
Good to talk to you, Steve Gill. It's been eons.
I know, way too long, but we're going to get you on regularly. And you've mellowed. You've chilled over time, I've noticed. You don't have any opinion on the whole Kavanaugh thing.
That's right.
What is your take on this latest, you know, I was too drunk to know if it was, you know, anybody that I was in college with allegation by this latest smear? As again, it's right out of the Democrat playbook.
Yes, I knew this was coming. I couldn't believe when a friend called me and told me. I mean, all of my indignant tweets were from my iPhone. I knew they'd do this. Women don't play fair. You never should have given us the vote. I knew this pussy hat brigade was going to pull this. And I do think it's worth pointing out there's absolutely no way this allegation would run against anyone other than a conservative man. When you look at what Ronan Farrow was, I mean, this is extreme on the other end. I'm not saying this is what it's required, but what NBC was requiring from him, he had a police report with Harvey Weinstein on tape admitting to groping an actress in a hospital, among other things, and, you know, direct interviews with him. And no, we don't think we have enough yet. No, the lawyers are rejecting this. This particular accusation, it's interesting how it's dressed up in the New Yorker to sound like more than what it is. But when you really look at what they have, there is not a single corroborating witness, not one. In fact, later that night, the New York Times has not written about this woman, and they've had it for weeks. As we knew, much later they wrote something about how the other accuser is coming forward. Dr. Ford is apparently finally driving from California. And buried deep in that article, the New York Times mentions the New Yorker article and says that it had tried to locate, spent weeks trying to locate anyone who would back up the flashing story. I assume your listeners by now know what it is. That Brett Kavanaugh whipped it out at a Yale party when he was drunk and stuck his penis in a woman's face,
which by the way, and it tells me that either he's about 10 feet tall, or she had to be a dwarf, or she had to be like seated or on her knees. I mean, you know, what's the detail on that? I mean, it's like it's head to head doesn't work.
I mean, she's describing him getting on his knees, but in any event.
Physiologically, it doesn't make sense.
Not only they couldn't find a single corroborating witness, but she, when she talked to the New York Times, she said, "I'm not really sure if it was Kavanaugh because I was blind drunk. Let me spend a week." As she told the Times, according to the New York Times, not exactly a Kavanaugh supporter, she told the New York Times, "Let me spend a week assessing my memory." From something that happened 30 years ago. And a week later told the Times, yep, I'm pretty sure it was Kavanaugh. Except, she spent that week calling her Yale classmates. None of them could remember it. She couldn't find anybody to corroborate her story. The New York Times couldn't find anyone to corroborate her story. And like I said, I mean, I was arguing with a friend of mine on the phone last night about this. He was depressed about, you know, the women in the Senate, Jeff Flake, Ben Sasse, and, of course, Colin Murkowski. I think, if anything, this is going to make them madder. But
I think it's an insult to all women to classify Ben Sasse as a woman. I think that's an insult to women everywhere.
Right now I'm a little upset with my gender for pulling this crap. But I was arguing with him, reading him paragraph. Oh, but wait, there was somebody who corrupted. No. The way it's phrased is, I mean, one of the strongest corroborations was this guy, I think his name was Sternberg, a radiologist in New Mexico or something, and he said, well, when Kavanaugh was nominated to the Supreme Court, one of my classmates, unnamed, emailed and said something about a sexual assault involving him at Yale. There's a reason. Yeah, okay, it's not a courtroom trial, but there's a reason we have rules of evidence. Through hundreds of years of trying to test evidence, we've developed rules for the sorts of things that are credible. One guy saying someone emailed me a month ago, and Kavanaugh has been in the news. The other, I mean, having said all that, absolutely no corroborating witness, and it took this witness herself a week to, quote, access her memory and call her classmates, and she couldn't find anyone to corroborate it.
And meanwhile, you've got Dianne Feinstein, who drove around with a Chinese spy for 20 years. She's going to figure out what happened 36 years ago?
Well, no, I figured it out. It's complete BS. I mean, with Ford, at least it's almost, I absolutely do not believe it happened. It's almost plausible that happened. By the way, I don't care. A 17-year-old boy groped a girl. Drunken boy groped a girl, and you know, everything else, the attempted rape and the attempted murder, no, wait a second, that's all in your head. What actually happened was drunken groping. I absolutely 100% don't believe it was Brett Kavanaugh, and part of the reason is, well, a lot of it is just looking at him, and he's a dork, and we were at college and law school about the same time. No, I'm not buying it at all.
He was not the John Belushi. He was not the John Belushi of Yale and high school days.
It
was not the wild man that is being portrayed.
No,
how do you think this plays out, Ann? I mean, again, this seems like it's all a battle on Jeff Flake's vote. Because, and again, even if Jeff Flake votes not to confirm him, you know, it's 50-50 presumably, unless, of course, we lose Murkowski, and then if it goes down in flames. How do you think it plays out at the end of the day? And will Chuck Grassley, as you mentioned, take off his pink hat and call for a vote?
I can't imagine that Republicans aren't as angry about this as I am. It's so obvious what's happening here. The last point I wanted to make, and like I say, I'm it's all about time. I mean, the rest is enough. There are no corroborating witnesses for this, for either of these. For Dr. Ford, the four people she names being at the party all say there was no such party. This never happened, including her best friend from Yale,
who's a big liberal,
denies that this happened. A girl who claims, I was her best friend at the time, we spent all of our time together, I would have known. This is not true. And by the way, she gives her name, unlike all of these somebody emailed me. It's the timing of it that is so obvious. I mean, you would have to be a child not to see through this. But among the timing issues, Kavanaugh was nominated. Well, he's been nominated and confirmed and had hearings to be on the appellate court for the District Court of Columbia. Trump announced his nomination for the Supreme Court on July 9th. But the first thing I said when my friend called me to tell me about this latest outrageous lying slander was, you know, how about when Brett Kavanaugh was the lead investigator for a man named Ken Starr investigating a president that led to President Clinton's impeachment for doing what, Steve Gale? For whipping it out in front of female underlings? You think James Carville and Mr. Hustler, Larry Flint, you remember that campaign? That's when I first met you, Steve Gale.
Yes, it is.
That massive campaign to defend the horny hick in the White House, and they couldn't find somebody at Yale Law School. There was a book, do you remember this, funded, incidentally, by Harvey Weinstein, slandering all the people who worked on Clinton's impeachment, including moi. I'm the one who got it killed. The book, and it basically accused everyone involved, the elves, me, George Conway, a few other lawyers who were secretly working on the Paul Jones case, plus Ken Starr and all of his prosecutors, dug into all of their private lives, It basically accused everyone of being gay except me because I was having an affair with Geraldo Rivera. And I got, well, it doesn't matter how I got it killed, but I went on.
Well,
Geraldo,
the only one telling that story is Geraldo claiming false credit. I mean, that's one last question. And by the way, I hearken
that
back to
that. Would have been the time to bring it out. Why didn't any of these girls remember it then?
Because it didn't
His
happen,
name
as you
was
as
all
you point out.
Over the paper back then. All over. I checked on Nexus to confirm my memory. I've never met him. I knew Brett Kavanaugh was on the Star Report. I promise you, James Carville,
Larry
Flynn.
Well, it's like Carville said at the time, Ann, if you drag a $100 bill through a liberal faculty lounge, they'll
right.
say anything. Hey, great to have you with us. We will get back together with you again soon. It is great to catch up, and thank you for joining us this morning. We'll catch up soon.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.